ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning in to Face the Facts. I want to talk about something that everybody likes, and a lot of time, and people seen some, but they don't see it all the time. I want to talk about that miracles should be normal. See, I don't get excited when a miracle takes place. Most people do, scream, holler, whatever. That's great. I get a little disturbed or excited when it doesn't happen, because it should be a common occurrence. Jesus said, go do the work that I do, and greater works than these shall he do. That's what he said. He said, lay your hands on the sick and they shall recover. Why aren't they recovering? Or if they do recover, how do they lose it? I mean, how can that happen? I want to give you a scripture, Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. This we need to believe completely, spirit, soul, and body. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all. Now that little word all is big. That we ask or think, how's it done? According to the power that worketh in us. Is your power have a short in it? I mean, have you lost the electrical current to get the thing to kick into it? Think about that for a minute. That's spiritual, physical, and financial. Because Jesus said, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. That will be done where? Here. Here. On earth or in earth as it is in heaven. So we should be living today like as if we'd be standing at the very throne of the Most High God. Here's another great scripture, John 14, 12. Verily, verily, I say unto you, now this is Jesus talking. He that believeth on me, not on Christianity, not on the man-made religion, he that believeth on me, personal, the works that I do shall he do also. Now, what works did Jesus do? Well, he healed the sick. He raised the dead. That's kind of miracles, isn't it? He casted out devils. He fed the hungry. He loved those that hated him. Think about that. He went to the cross and died for everyone. And ladies and gentlemen, he's coming back. That's some of the works. Let me say it again. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. Watch this now. And greater works than these shall he do. Why? Because I go unto my Father. Jesus expects us to do his work and greater. So that's why I get disturbed when I don't see a miracle take place. Now, something is happening there. Either the person that's praying has got doubt and unbelief or some other thing going on, because other things can stop things other than doubt and unbelief, or the person that's receiving it is not believing it, or something else going on. See, a lot of people think if you don't get a miracle, it's because you don't have any faith, or God decided it's not your time. There might be some secret sin there that you don't know nothing about, or the person praying for that person doesn't know nothing about. Now, you think about that. There's a lot of different things that can block the power of God in our life. You know, Jesus came to minister to the Pharisees and the doctor of the law. And the Bible said the power of the Lord was present to heal who? Heal them, the Pharisee and the doctor of the law, but they wouldn't believe in him. The man with the sick of the palsy hadn't even got there yet. He gets there and gets the whole miracle. Because he had four friends who decided to believe no matter what it take to get their friend healed. They're going to get him healed. That means tearing up a man's roof. Now, you think about that. Put yourself in that position. If you had a Bible study or something at your house, and all of a sudden you heard bam, 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 and you look up, somebody bust a hole in your roof to get somebody in there so you can pray for them. Now, he wasn't even there yet. The power of the Lord was present to heal the Pharisee and the doctor of the law, but they didn't receive it. So there's a lot of things that stop miracles from taking place, and there is something called miracle faith. There is some things like, I'm telling you, it's amazing. But as we develop ourselves on a daily basis instead of a Sunday basis, because faith comes by hearing, and the more you hear, the more you do. Not come by heard. I hear a lot of people say heard. That's great, but hearing and hearing and hearing. God's word will come to pass, not some of the time, all the time. And you know what? God gets no pleasure in anybody being sick. I know that. You know why? Because there's nobody sick in heaven. So there shouldn't be any here. You faith this fact that I'm talking about today, and you begin to see miracles as a common occurrence. Jesse the Planet saying, I love you. See ya. Bye-bye.